National Sex Ed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Any idea that this was a subtle kind of sexual abuse disappeared when testimony began in the Jerry Sandusky trial, with victim number four saying he was treated like a girlfriend.
Very often he said he wound up between Sandusky's legs or his thighs were being kissed.
What CBS's Barry Bagnato heard in that courtroom depicted something more than horseplay, I think.
At some point, he said, it escalated, his hand being placed on body parts. In his words, he'd get erect and try to sneakily put it in my mouth.
And why would a kid, even a 12-year-old, let this go on and on and on? Because he needed a father figure. And those gifts.
Golf clubs, snowboards, drum sets, and trips.
I bring this up because I was reading an elementary school sex curriculum designed for fifth graders, kids the age that victim number four was when all this happened. And here's what it says. You have the right not to be touched on your private parts. You have the right not to look at other people's private parts. Even if the person is older and bigger, promises to do favors or buy gifts, or the person is in charge. The curriculum points out this kind of exploitation happens gradually. And it teaches you to say no, to leave, and to be rude. It's the kind of course that tends to draw complaints from parents because teachers sometimes have to answer questions like, what is oral sex? And it can get graphic. But so is what we're hearing in that courtroom. Do you want a kid who'll just let that kind of thing go on, or one who recognizes perversion immediately and has the courage to pull the alarm the moment it happens? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.